We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, today I got a new podcast interview with Lakeisha Mosley, who I met I did a podcast with her how long ago?
A few months ago, right before your anniversary.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, so it's like 3 months ago. Oh my goodness, yeah. Time flies.
I know.
And I think today is going to be in a spot. I'm shooting for an inspiring message today, so let's get started. Well, welcome to Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Just have to note that I almost forgot what my name of my podcast was after I just rebranded it today. Oh, my goodness. That's when you know when you have too much things going on.
Yes. Fine with me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you said, I am Lakeisha Mosley. I am a serial entrepreneur as well as a corporate worker. So I have a podcast of my own called The Combo with Keisha. I have an event management company called The LM Experience, and I also run a blog named after myself. But by day, I'm a grocery store manager.
Jeez, you make... And I thought I was busy. I even had a podcast, guest interviewer on here who's a New York Times bestselling author, and he coaches, he teaches, and he writes, and he takes care of his family. And
oh wow!
He puts me to shame too. I just can't win, can I?
It's perfect to not have all these things to do, trust me.
So what got you into having your own podcast?
Well, I do blog features on my blog, and so I would do them live. So I would actually, you know, call the person, or we'd do Zoom, and they'd be like so much fun over, you know, like live. And so one day I just decided, like, oh my gosh, like people really don't get to hear the excitement or the fun that we have with doing these interviews. So a friend suggested, like, well, why don't you start a podcast? And I was like, a podcast? No, that's too much work and I don't have time. She was like, you got time to do blog interviews, so why not start a podcast? And so I was like, started doing a little research, and then I saw that it really was easy, that it really wasn't as hard as I thought it was. And so I just decided to launch. Actually, it's been a year. I launched on Father's Day last year. I launched a podcast last year on Father's Day, and it's just been amazing ever since.
You and me both. I've been enjoying it, and I even said to my parents, I wish I kind of started a podcast before I started a website.
Yes, yes.
And because it's costing me a lot of money.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Give my lawyer free steak dinners, but.
Exactly.
Too bad he's not taking me to steak dinner. Some lobster dinners and steak dinners. My goodness.
I know. My web designer, I know he is like sitting pretty.
Yeah. Well, we're working on a blog, so if they're just like, hey, you know, thanks to the lobster dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
exactly.
Except to be fair, my lawyer is really great and helpful, so. And he's an honest person, so.
Yeah.
I can do it without him. Tell me a little bit about your podcast. What is it about?
Well, my podcast features, you know, entrepreneurs as yourself that are really like doing some great things. Like they have businesses that other people in my audience. So my audience is kind of varied, but they are into fitness. They're into wellness. They're into starting a business, finances. So I actually highlight and feature amazing men and women from all over the world, from fitness guys like yourself to money whisperers like my friend Olga, to people who are just making things happen in social media marketing like my friend Katie, just different people. Like there's a variety of folks that I have on my podcast.
That is really interesting. Yeah, sounds like you're doing a lot of work on over there. sorry about that. What do you think are the most struggles as an entrepreneur and a podcaster?
The main one is really time. And I say that lightly because if we schedule ourselves how we should, if we schedule time as we should, if we prioritize things, then time really won't be a factor. But time seems to be the biggest struggle that I have, as well as other entrepreneurs who have multiple business, as well as who work outside of the home. It's almost like there's never time or enough time for everything to get done. So sometimes time is a huge, huge factor for me when it comes to taking care of my business and getting my podcast, going. I have to, interview for a certain number of weeks and just pile up interviews. Like I just take that time to do that. And then I just release them, as they come. Otherwise, I wouldn't have any guests on my podcast.
I know that feeling. I actually just kind of, that's why I only do my podcast monthly, because I'm running so many other things, and I'm right. Still in college. Jeez Louise. Feels like an eternity in college. And I definitely know how you feel, that I wish I could buy more time.
Yeah.
Can you have 48 hours in a day?
Exactly.
I'm not a night owl. I don't do well at night.
And see, I'm the exact opposite. I am a night owl. And so sometimes that doesn't work for me because I have to get up in the morning and go to work. So I think my peak productivity time is night, but it doesn't work with the other job that I have, which is where I work in, the daytime. So I need to like not be up half the night, working on stuff. I need to get myself in the bed.
Yeah, well, I know if I don't get enough sleep, I'm basically like the Hulk. People should just like stay the heck away from me and say, I need sleep. Give me. It's like they work with the beast inside of me. Hence the name of the fitness guy. So. Wink, wink, ha ha. Why did you come up with the name for your podcast?
Well, everything else was kind of branded with my name. My blog is my name. My event management company is my initials. And so when I first launched my podcast, I really couldn't come up with something that was like cool, I thought. So my first name was like Confessions of a CEO. And so the premise behind that was I wanted everyone on there to kind of like share something that no one else kind of knew. Well, as you know, Jimmy, folks don't want to tell their business. So that didn't kind of work out as much. And so I was like, okay, well, that really doesn't fit, you know, what I want and what I do. And so when I decided to rebrand, I was like, everything else is named after myself. Why not do that? And then I saw my podcast as being a lot different than other podcasts where I really like conversations like what we're doing. Like, it's not just a whole bunch of questions. Like, I like for me and my guests to just have conversations. And so I said, okay, let me just change the name to Convo with Keisha, because that's really what, you know, we're doing. And of course, it just kind of lines up with the other two brands I have, just being named after myself.
I totally agree with you. I like having conversations. Right now, basically all these questions that I'm asking you is literally off the top of my head. I have no notes in front of me at all.
Right. Exactly.
I like it that way. I even said when I created this podcast, I don't think I could do one more like thing that I can plan for. Like, every blog post I do, I have like some bullet points. There was one podcast I did just to like jot just bullet points down, but I barely even used it during the podcast episode. I might right. take a glance at it, but didn't even read it for word for word.
Right. Yeah. You want it to be as natural as possible. I know for myself, I do have a form that I have my guests fill out.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to create your own podcast.
But it's really mainly to kind of gauge where they want to go with the conversation, because you know more about your brand than I do, unless I know you personally. And so I want my audience to hear and tap into those things that you want to share with them. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason why I have, you know, a form. But I'm like, I just love for the conversation to flow, because it's just kind of, it just seems so natural. And people like authenticity. They love just hearing people talk about the things they're passionate about and the things that they love.
If you could change something about your podcast, would you do it?
Probably have more subscribers. More downloads. Honestly, no. I think my podcast is where it should be, honestly. And I know some people may be like, oh, that's so cliche-ish. No, I honestly think it's where it needs to be right now at this moment. There's not a lot of pressure other than, like I said, you know, time. But I'm having fun doing it. It's so natural for me. And I was always someone that said, oh, I hate the sound of my voice. I will never, ever, like, do anything where I have to constantly use my voice. And look what I'm doing. Like, webinars, podcasts, all of these things. So I don't think I would change anything. I think my podcast is right where it needs to be.
Boy, I wish I could say the same thing, because I hate the sound of my own voice. Every time I go through the recording and everything, I was talking to my friend earlier, and he just loves to mess with me and everything.
Uh-huh.
I told him how many plays that people listen to my podcast, and he's just like, oh, so you listen to your voice 200 and something times? And I was like, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I can listen to myself that long. It's like each podcast episode was like 30 to 40 minutes. It's like, if I did that 200 something plus times, and it's like, oh my goodness, no.
Yeah, no, no way, no way.
Every time I hear myself, it's like, why does everybody else seem louder than me?
Yes,
I sound like a robot.
Yeah, I'm the same way with myself. I'm like, okay, everybody else sounds so good, and I just sound like horrible. And I can only listen to myself like one time, and that's when I'm editing my podcast. So when my podcast launches, I rarely listen to it. Like, I just don't.
I don't even listen to my own. And it's like, I might play it by accident just to make sure that I didn't miss. I might go through the whole thing just to make sure while I'm editing I don't miss anything. But
right.
Other than that, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
I don't think I could even do a voiceover for an audiobook.
I know. I'm like, the people who do, you know, those things, I think it's really cool. But I don't, yeah, I couldn't do it.
I want James Earl Jones' voice.
Yes, or Morgan Freeman.
Or Morgan Freeman, that's true.
Yes.
what's another one? Oh, how about Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs?
Yes. Cool voice. Yes, cool voice.
I need to get him to do my podcast. It might sound more interesting. I wonder how many more jokes I can come up with today. I'm just on a roll today. You know, that's when it's a good day.
Right, exactly. We got to have fun in this life. I mean, totally have to have fun.
How do you manage to take breaks when you run your own business?
Well, I schedule them. So I come from corporate, which, you know, still there, but leaving soon, actually. But you know, in corporate, they teach us that what gets scheduled gets done. And it's really true. So it's honestly game changing when you can schedule most of your day. I mean, you have to make time for those, you know, what I call, you know, oh shit moments, excuse my expression. But you have to make time for those because they happen. Like today, me, I was like, okay, I'm going to get off early. I'm going to get home and I can get prepared for Jimmy and be ready. Okay, well, it was torrential rain. So guess what? I didn't get to leave early. I had to wait until the rain slows down. But, you know, it was a time for me to, you know, come home, take a break, relax, and get prepared to talk with you. Well, something came up and I couldn't do that. So you have to schedule in time for yourself. You have to schedule in self-care. Being an entrepreneur is not easy, but it's so, so rewarding. So if you don't take breaks to refuel and re-energize, you can't serve those people who trust you. You can't serve those people who pay you to take care of things for them. So breaks, they're a must. You have to take them.
That's true. I know for myself, next week I'm actually taking a break myself because I need a break.
Yeah.
And it's funny, speaking of which, of corporate, you want to leave corporate, and yet somehow a lot of people around me are trying to say, oh, well, maybe you should take a job in corporate or get a job in and let the government take care of you. And it's like, I'm not lazy and I don't really care.
Right? No, I'm getting out. I'm getting out.
It's like, but it comes with perks. And it's like, yeah, an early grave or...
Right? Exactly. Stress.
And it's like, I've never been in a corporate, but... But seeing my dad come home every single night for the many years, getting frustrated at his job, and say, is that what corporate does? Because I don't want any part of that world. Or
yes, it's so, I mean, messy. I think about it. Yeah, and I think about it like this, Jimmy. Why would I want to dedicate my life to someone who controls how much money I make? As an entrepreneur, no one controls how much money I make but me. If I get out there and bust my tail and I make it happen, then I'm controlling the dollars that come into my business. It doesn't matter how hard I work, how much someone may, you know, prefer coming to my store than going to another person's store, my salary is going to remain the same. It's not going to change. But as an entrepreneur, I can decide how much money I want to make. I can decide, you know, what my caps or what my limits are. And I'm doing it on my own terms. I'm not, you know, other than, you know, the laws of the city and the state and in the government. But beyond that, I make my own rules. I'm my own boss. I work when I want to work. I go to bed when I want to go to bed. I take breaks when I want to take breaks. Like, I'm not governed by any other forces but my own. I have total autonomy and I have total control of my entire life. No one controls that.
Wait, you're telling me that... That way, a bunch of pawns in a game and from the government? Oh my goodness. Oh, this is a news flash to me. Yikes. Oh boy. That's scary. Oh. Might as well have the Terminator take over the world too.
Long as you do right, they stay out your business. Trust me, they don't bother you too much. Other than when it's tax time to pay them taxes on that business. That's it.
Uncle Sam wants his taxes.
Yeah, that's it. That's all they want is their tax money. They'll leave you alone.
Yeah. Be nice if they left me a lot alone. They always want more money from me.
More money. Yes.
I think they should give me money.
I agree.
They should give us all money.
Yes. Like, give it to us instead of taking it.
It's not like it goes to anywhere useful anyway. But...
Yeah. You know, that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. That is the truth.
Exactly. Who do you think out of all your guests that you have on your podcast, who would you say would be your favorite?
My favorite.
And now you don't have to say me.
Oh my gosh, you are missed, Jimmy. I don't think I really have a favorite. And I say that because everybody brings a different experience and a different set of experience or like livelihood to my show. I look at it like my friend Katie says, everybody that comes on my show, even when Katie came on, I had a money expert, Takesha, come on. All of these people, it's like me attending a university, because not only do they give my audience you know, great information, but I'm soaking in all of that information too. So I get to learn a lot. I get to talk to people from all over the world for free. Like, I get to go to Oxford educated, Harvard educated, Yale educated, Spelman educated, you know, guests for free. Like, I'm getting all the goods for free. So I don't think I really have a favorite one. Everybody brings a fresh perspective and a fresh experience to my show. And so it would be hard for me to pick, you know, someone that would be considered a favorite.
Boy, I think after you just said all of that, I think you might have to give me some of these contacts.
I don't mind, my friend. They are some awesome people.
I need more contacts because, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm running out. I feel like I'm running low.
You know, I don't mind sharing. Sharing is caring.
Hey, that's actually one of my, I actually have share buttons that say that on my website, sharing is caring.
Yes, yes. I don't mind at all.
Do you find that it's a struggle to learn new things every single day as an entrepreneur?
I think it is, in the sense of being able to dedicate the time to it. Because as an entrepreneur, you have the most freedom, you have autonomy, but you are also responsible for every single solitary thing. So you have to learn new things. You have to adapt, especially now. You know, Jimmy, think about it. When COVID came out, we all had to adapt. So as an entrepreneur, you have to learn. You have to adapt to different things, but you also want to make sure you're doing it the right way. So I think it's kind of hard to take in new things every single day, but it is something that we should strive to do because, I mean, we have to now because there's a lot going on.
I totally agree. Except for maybe, I don't think Apple will like this one, but except for Apple's new update where it's going to block, they're going to have Safari block Google Analytics for pretty much every single website out there in the whole world, which will mess up everybody's data.
Yes.
So I don't think we should be able to adapt to that.
Not at all. Because some of us look forward to them analytics, honey. I need to know who going to my site.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's funny. And I know this is off topic, but I just have to say it anyway, but I don't really care. It's amazing on that they think that it's going to hurt Google a little bit, but it's not going to make them go away.
Right.
And two, pretty much every website that I know of, or at least I think everybody that I know of out there uses some sort of Google Analytics or some right. form of analytics tool. And if you're going to block that, you know how much data you're messing up?
Yeah, a lot.
And so even if they think that they're going to hurt Google, they're going to hurt everybody else. It's collateral damage.
Exactly.
Where's the lawmakers on that?
Nowhere. You know, they somewhere probably hiding, not worried about it.
Yeah, they only worry about it when it's affecting them.
Exactly. That's the only time they think about it. But not, you know, right now it could or could not be affecting them, so they don't care.
Yeah, but when the whole when everybody's data is messed up and everybody's blocked out of and no one knows if anybody's reading their website from any Apple users.
Right.
I don't see this going out over very well for them.
Not at all. I don't either.
No offense, Tim Cook, if you listen, but I hope it really backfires. Okay, now back on topic. I'm sorry. That was my rant for the day. Hey, you know, I just heard this news yesterday around my Facebook group. So I was like, no, that's great. And it's like always one more roadblock. Speaking of roadblocks, yes. How do you manage to get over roadblocks?
Well, I am a personality, so I don't even see roadblocks as roadblocks. I see them as opportunities for me to rethink or do something better, because there's no one way to do anything. There's, you know, there's really not any right way unless you're breaking the law, but you kind of make your own way. And so when roadblocks come up, it makes me pause and say, okay, Lakeisha, what are your processes? Are your processes out of whack? Did you not fully, you know, think this out? Because I am a personality, I move rather quickly. I move super quick. Like, you can drop an idea and I'm like already two steps ahead of you with planning it out and how we're going to execute it. So sometimes roadblocks, aka opportunities, are ways for me to slow myself down and say, look, homegirl, you need to rethink this thing. Because if it's this many problems with launching it, or if it's this many problems with making it work, you miss something along the way. So sometimes it makes me back up and then rethink what I'm doing. And then 9 times out of 10, I'll say most of the time, it yields me a better result because I have missed a step in there because I'm moving so fast. Or I didn't consider one piece of information that would make the whole thing work right. So, yeah, I look at them as opportunities. It's a chance for me to slow down and rethink some stuff.
Boy, you're going to have to teach me that one because I need some of that. If only you knew the type of day I had yesterday. don't even get me started. That's another story for another time. A very, very long story. what do you think you find the most fun about having a podcast?
Oh my gosh, it's meeting so many different people from all over the world, not just city, state, country, but all over the world. I've had guests in Bali, I've had guests from the UK, I've had guests from Nigeria, I mean, all over. And even here locally in the States, I've had guests, Hawaii, you name it. So for me, it's fun to talk to people from different countries, different cultures, different backgrounds. It's so like rewarding to me to tap into people who are so knowledgeable about their subject matter. And then they live, you know, across the country, or they live, you know, across the world. I think that's the most fun to me.
Just curiosity, where do you live anyway?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Oh. For whatever reason, I thought, I don't know where. I guess I'd meet too many people. I was thinking somewhere else. Whoops.
Yep, I'm in old Houston, Texas.
Oh man, I should stop by there next time.
Yes, yes.
I need to escape this whole. I feel like I'm. Even though I'm at my shore house, I feel like I'm in a prison. I don't know. House arrest. I ain't doing anything.
We all kind of feeling that, you know, a little bit, but I'm okay with it. As long as I don't get sick, I'm okay with being in the house.
I'm okay to an certain extent, but I'm getting tired of this whole thing, and I think I'm able to get my haircut next week, which I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
People say I should keep my hair this long. I hate it. It's just it's messing up my. I don't know. I get these curly Qs in my hair now, and
Oh.
I might as well need a hairstylist too. Oh, too bad I'm not a Hollywood actor.
Yeah, you probably have somebody on speed dial. They would have came and taken care of you.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Help, come over here. I need my hair. I need to be famous. Just how do you meet these guests of yours?
Well, some of them are referrals. So when I first started my podcast, my network is huge because I'm an event planner by trade. So my network is kind of big, but some of them were referrals. Some of them were people that I knew personally that I wanted to have on my podcast. And then I joined a couple of Facebook groups. So that's another way that
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I meet guests, and you know, one of them is a particular podcast Facebook group. And so you can post in there if you're looking for guests and you know, the type of guests you're looking for. You could even tell people that you're wanting to be a guest on their show. But most of my guests have been referrals from someone. So like I interview you and you may say, hey, I got three other people that I think would be perfect for your show. They send them over. We kind of chat, see if we're a good fit. Bam, we schedule and we get it recorded.
Jeez. After this episode, we're gonna have to have a little talk about all this because now you make me really pique my interest of the Facebook group too.
Yeah, it's very beneficial.
What do you think? Do you make the just out of curiosity, do you make your own templates for your podcast?
Yes, I do. I am the Canva queen. I love Canva. And so I just play around in Canva and just kind of come up with something. And then I just use the same template because, you know, continuity in your brand is really a good thing. So I make up like one thing and then I just use it, you know, for all of it. So I am in Canva, honey, all the time.
Your work inspires me.
Oh, thank you.
It's I've seen I like what you have done. I think it's really compelling. Except, I don't know if you noticed, since we both use Anchor, And no, this is not a sponsored anger commercial. But no, that's later. But I don't know if you know that there is an option to remove the Anchor logo.
Really?
Yeah. Like for your podcast art, I know that. But do you use their logo on their podcast art or?
I don't on the ones that I post on social, unless I'm, you know, marketing, you know, all of the platforms that I'm on. So, you know, of course, with Anchor, they, you know, put us out to all these different other platforms like, you know, Google and Apple and all of those other ones. So I don't really a lot. I don't use the Anchor logo a lot, which I don't mind, but I always have my Anchor web address on my materials.
That makes sense. What do you think when you're running your podcast and business, what do you think is the one of the most annoying things that annoy you about what other people do? Like, let me give you an example. I saw this one podcaster, they only had their podcast on Apple Podcasts. And to me, right off the bat, it was like a topic that I was interested in. And she said, it sounded like they know a lot about a certain topic. I'm not specifying the topic because I don't need any that person knowing that I'm saying something.
Right.
I really wanted to listen to their podcast, and it was on a topic that I really liked, and I want to know more about it, because just reading about articles or books or whatever kind of gets boring, and they sound like they're an authority in that niche, and but what kind of bummed me out is that it was only on Apple Podcasts, and I have an Android phone, and it's like, now why don't you publish it on multiple platforms? And it's like, it's not like it's going to cost you anything else. You just take your RSS feed and you submit it to the other platforms, and every episode you come out with will go out of there automatically.
Right.
I was like, yeah, it takes some time, but and it's like I did mine over like what 2 to 3 days, maybe a day and a half, I don't know, but
right,
I know it wasn't a week, and I know it wasn't like 4 days or 5 days,
right? Exactly.
So, so what do you think annoys you about what other people do?
I hate when they are that way. Like it's only on one platform. I don't think you open it up to other guests. Like you're not considering other people who may be interested in hearing your podcast when you do that. I can't stand guests who are not on time or people who, you know, want you on their podcast and they don't even communicate with you about like what's going on, or they have tons of ads, Jimmy. Like how many commercials do you need on your podcast? I'm sorry. Like, I know that we, you know, some people are like, oh, well, you know, your sponsors help keep your show running, these things. I get that. Trust me. I do. I get it. But I don't want to listen to a podcast and there's like 15 ads on that one podcast. So I'm thinking I'm listening to an hour long podcast when I'm actually listening to like 15 minutes. Because you had like 20, you know, you had 20 ads on your podcast. Like, no.
Okay, what's your limit of ads then? What's your top limit of ads?
I think, honestly, you should have no more than, like, maybe three, maybe four. I'll say maybe four, you know, if you're trying to split it up. But people don't listen to your podcast for your freaking ads. They listen to your podcast to hear you or to hear the guests that you have on. So to have like a ton of ads to me is just highly disrespectful. Like, it's just way too much.
I kind of, for me, and I'm kind of guilty of it, I put like mostly four, maybe six, depending on how long it is, but I break it up in like maybe every 6 to 10 minutes, so then and that's spread out, so you still get a good chunk of time before you hear another ad. And it's like, oh, 2 minutes, and it's not like a TV commercial.
Right. Yeah. I've heard some podcasts where there were so many ads to where, I mean, I couldn't even remember what the podcast was about.
Jeez.
It was that many ads. And so I was just like,
yeah,
it's just too much.
Well, have you ever listened to my other four? Is it four? I think it's four episodes now. I even forget how many episodes I recorded.
My gosh. See, that's called
five,
busyness.
Maybe six. I don't know.
That's busyness. I've heard one of your episodes. And again, this is me on the fly. Because most of the time, I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to music. Like, I have a Spotify membership, but I use it to listen to, I listen to it, you know, for my podcast, to listen to podcasts. So I'm always listening to podcasts, like either on my way to work, either when I'm getting dressed in the morning, you know, those things. So I do listen to other podcasters. Of course I was going to listen to yours, like you were on mine. So of course I was going to, you know, do that. But I don't think you had like a bunch of ads, Jimmy. I think yours was fine, but it's just some of the ones. I think it's mainly the famous people. Let me just say that. Most of the famous people who have podcasts, you know, I know they do it because they're trying to market their products or whatever, but it's so annoying. Like 15,000 ads in an hour time space. That's a lot.
I think Lewis House doesn't do that many ads. He does some in the beginning and then like some at the like very end and maybe one in the middle, but it's not like I'm gonna bombard you with 25 million ads.
Right.
And I think there's one with Hal Elrod, and he doesn't have too many ads. He might like talk about his own products. Like, I mean, like from his website, like
right.
What he does. But he's not like, oh, I'm promoting this as an advertisement. And
right,
because pretty much I could like, I have so many products that I use, I could like bombard everybody with all the stuff I use, but doesn't mean I'm gonna do it.
Right.
Hell, I wouldn't even want to listen to myself afterwards.
I mean, I think, you know, you do a mixture of them. And of course, if, you know, you're someone who has a brand, like, you know, you have a brand, you have a business. You know, I have brands and I have businesses, you know, I think that's okay. And even, you know, thinking now, like, I don't even have ads of my own stuff on my podcast, which, you know, is probably kind of crazy because maybe I should. But, you know, I don't really think people want to spend their time, you know, listening to a lot of other things. When the whole reason why they're there or they're tuning in is to hear you. That's the whole reason why they're tuning in.
Exactly. I get tired of ads too. I think that's why I really have stopped watching TV a lot.
Yes.
I think the only thing now I've watched during the summer months now is America's Got Talent, because I like Terry Crews, who just, you know, he's just funny. He reminds me of Nick Cannon, though.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a long time, and I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm just always busy, and I hate to say that. I hate when people tell me all the time, oh, I'm busy, like, oh, shut up, you're not that busy. But honestly, like, I don't watch a lot of TV. Normally from my, you know, my corporate job, I take 2 days off a week. And one day is probably like a day I go really hard in all my businesses. You know, I prioritize and I plan out, you know, with my assistant, things that I'm going to do for that one particular day. And then probably that second day that I'm off, I may watch some TV, or I may be watching like Netflix or Hulu or something like that. But I'm not really into TV. I'm like you, I get annoyed with all of the foolishness that's on there.
Yeah, it's like, so basically you're telling me that's not really a day off then.
Not really, I guess. I guess you're right.
I think we need to look at a day off in the dictionary, because I've lost what a day off was. Yes. What is a day off? I don't know what a day off is.
Like, when was the last time I had one, you know? Like, truly had a day off. So, yeah.
I think the last time I had a day off was, I don't know.
Yeah, you definitely need a day off.
Yeah, I think the one day off I had, it was a 4-day weekend, was it was a Memorial Day weekend, and that was it.
Yeah, and so because I'm in retail, there's really no days off, you know, because people.
I think they might have to rethink that one after this whole coronavirus.
Yeah,
24/7 stores. Let's go. Let's close at 8. Pretty sure I'm not going to the grocery store at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And, you know, I never understood why, even as a retail manager, you know, that we're open that late. I think we give people and you know, I know people may disagree with this, but I think we give people way too many options. There should be no need for stores to be open that late. Like, get what you need to get within a certain time, and, you know, let people go home to their families. And I do understand that there are people who do work, you know, like overnight shifts and, you know, stuff like that. So I'm definitely not trying to, you know, say like it's not important for them to be able to get stuff. But I mean, really, truly, what do you need to get at 11 o'clock at night, at 12 o'clock at night? Like, what do you need to get?
I need a midnight snack.
You need to get that while they are open. Figure it out.
Maybe they went sleepwalking and they walked into the store. I need something to eat.
Or something, yeah. Yeah. And now it's so bad, you know, where to me, I feel like people are just coming in the store just, you know, they want to get out of the house. They're tired of being in the house, but the grocery store is not the place to be. You know, that's not.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access, access to our free Facebook community, and so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
The place where you should be coming to hang out.
Yeah, maybe go hang out in a park, 6 feet social distance.
Yes.
Your friend's house, if they don't have any symptoms, then just hang out. I don't know.
Right, exactly. Find something else to do, but the grocery store is not the spot to hang out.
Not even a mall either.
Yeah, no. Way too many people. Way too many people.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I feel like we're in a zombie apocalypse.
Yes, that is exactly what it feels like. That's exactly what it feels like.
Do you find when you plan your days off and your self-care, do you find that you take them? Do you find that you, do you find that it's helpful that you take it, and do you find it that it's that benefits you in your business?
Yes, I will. It is very rare. I say out of a month where, you know, I may schedule 10 off days, 10 self-care days, maybe 8 or 9 are actually taken. It's very rare that I'm going to miss those opportunities to relax, because again, I can't do this business if I'm not at my best. And so in order for me to be at my best, that means that I have to take time off and I have to relax and I have to rejuvenate and I have to just, you know, sometimes get still. I have to go away. So self-care and days off are super important to me. Even my staff members, I'm the same way with them. I will not call them on their days off. They deserve those days off. They work very, very hard. And when you work hard serving other people, you know, as in retail, you know, grocery stores or even malls or whatever, you need that time to just focus on yourself and just get time to relax, because it's a lot that's going on, especially now. But yeah, I always take my self-care on my off days, always.
Boy, I wish my dad's work when I was growing up, I wish his work left him alone, but since everybody got cell phones and computers, hey, I'm going to email this person at 9 o'clock and I expect this person to answer.
Yep. I think it's so inhumane. I think it's disrespectful of people's time, even companies that, you know, require that. I think it's awful that if you give, it's like giving somebody something and taking it back. If you give me 2 days off, darn it, let me take my 2 days off. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
I don't want to be bothered.
It's like, you work 24/7, you're going to put me in an early grave.
Right. And I tell people all the time, like, take your darn days off. This is why. If something happens to you, if you stroke out, if you have a heart attack, if you die, guess what? They're going to send your family a flower, maybe a love gift, but they're going to replace you.
Exactly.
It's a business. They're going to move on.
Exactly. And that's why when I see people overworking themselves, I'm like, you know what? And it's like, why are you doing this? And it's like, yeah, you need to make a living. Yeah.
Right.
Everything, but it's like there's a right way to do it, and there's, and I feel like those companies who do that and kind of they should have like the slogan that we prepare you for an open grave and an open casket.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you're working for someone else for a profit that you may never see. Yeah, you probably get paid a really good salary, you know, or whatever. There may be some benefits or some perks, but you're working for someone else that's going to benefit them. And so that's my whole mindset around. Of course, I'm going to do my job. I'm always going to do my job. But I refuse to wear myself out for someone else's profit and gain, because they're only giving me a small fraction of what they're actually making.
What do you see for yourself and your business in maybe, let's say, 5 or 10 years?
I expect for my brands to be huge. I think very, very big. I want to be able to employ other people. But I also want to be able to help other people start their own businesses and their own enterprises, and just branch out and grow. I want my podcast to be huge, maybe even a talk show, you know? I don't know. Talk shows may be obsolete by then. Who knows? But like there might not even be around anymore. Who knows? Even with podcasts. But I definitely want my event management firm to be huge. I want to be able to do all types of events all over the world. I want to employ other event planners and managers to be able to bring their skills to the table and help my agency grow and my blog. I definitely want to reach a lot of people now, but I want to reach even more people, maybe adding some digital products and courses. To that, I just want to impact the world in a good way. I just want to be able to leave a good mark with my businesses.
I know that feeling. I know this show is your spotlight, but I have to put some input on there as well. I know what you mean, that you want to kind of leave a good mark. I think maybe a week or two, maybe 3 weeks ago, all my days blend in. By leaving a mark on with your brands, because last few weeks I jumped on different platforms, like I switched up stuff, like I relaunched my crazy swag shop. Now I can ship internationally, which I never been able to do before. I also own premium podcast, which is an ad-free version, and you get the unedited version and everything. No, this is not this either. Just an FYI for anyone listening out there. and I also have a community forums that is a private community forums where we can talk everything health and wellness one-on-one, and no one can go peek inside like Facebook. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? You can't hide what's inside. I got that quote from SpongeBob, sorry. I know what you mean by you want to leave a good mark on the world, and you want your brand to be well known. I'm hoping my brand would be like, we're in two different niches, but we have big, I would say, whatever you say, goals or dreams or I don't know. Either one I could think maybe works, but
right.
But I think all of us entrepreneurs are trying to be inspiring to others because we don't want the norm, especially with this coronavirus becoming the new norm.
Exactly.
And that should just go away.
Yes.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Where can people find you if they to connect, and where can they listen to your podcast?
Well, they can listen to me. I'm on Anchor as well. My show's name is Convo with Keisha. I also have a website. It's convowithkeisha.com. So if they go on there, they can see all of my latest episodes. They can see past episodes. And if they want to be a guest, they can also complete a form to be a guest on my show.
And where can they follow you on social media?
Oh, I am all over social media. So on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter, it is Convo with Keisha for my podcast. If they want to connect with me personally, it is Lakeisha Mosley. That's on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter, as well as LinkedIn. It's Lakeisha M. Mosley.
Wow. Well, I'm not even going to tell you how many social media profiles I'm on. You don't want to know. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to say it anyway. I think in total, with Crazy Fitness Guy and me, yeah, I spread them out too far. I think maybe 15, 16, maybe 18.
Oh, that's a lot. No, I'm not there. No, I'm not there.
I can tell you some of my cheat tools after this.
I am blessed to have, I have an amazing social media manager. Her name is Brianna. Brianna is awesome. So she takes care of all of my social for me. We sit down and we plan out what I want to say for that particular week or 2 weeks in advance. And she makes sure all my stuff gets posted for me, as well as helping me, you know, research and do all those things. So without a team, I couldn't do half of what I do. And then I have a fabulous admin. Her name's Claudia. So she keeps me in line. Like, she's like, don't forget, you got that podcast tonight with Jimmy. Don't forget, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I couldn't do it without the team I have. I have an awesome team.
That's nice. I wish I had a team. It's just me, and
me. Yeah, I need a team. I couldn't do any of this without them, so. You'll get there.
Why can't one of those big companies out there like Google or Apple come out with a cloning machine so I can clone myself?
I know. They think they're doing everything else.
Yeah. why can't I have a cloning machine so I can make a clone just to annoy my parents? I can have a clone to annoy my mother. I can clone myself to do my podcast. I can clone myself to And I don't mean like that that Jimmy Neutron episode. Yeah, I'm old school. where he made a bunch of clones, but they all have like a certain degree, different like phases. One is a smart one. Well, he's the original smart one. Then he has another smart one. But then they all
dumber. Right.
No, I want the same exact across the board. Yes, I'm on like three Jimmy Clares all in. Well, maybe 6, 10, maybe 40. just so I can just manage. And the original one will be off on an island somewhere after the virus, and I can just relax and.
Yes.
That's my, I wouldn't even call it a dream or a goal, but I would like extra help, but of course I don't have that.
Right. Yes.
And I won't pay those clones. They just exist. Well, they're just clones. They're just exact replicas.
Right.
True. So, I'm the original. I should get paid. They're just extras.
Exactly.
I mean, if it was other people, of course I would pay them. But just myself, me, and me. No.
Right.
Well, this has been fun.
Hopefully thank you. Again. Yes, this has been fun. Of course, it's always fun talking to you, Jimmy.
And let's stay in touch. It was hard to get you on here because you're such a popular person.
I know. I have to make sure I do better about that.
Make sure you send me a friend request on Facebook too, so we can stay in touch easier. Because I know sometimes Facebook, wasn't the Facebook pages app, and that thing works half of the time.
I know, it's so annoying too. Yes, that's so true.
Send me a friend request. I have my personal page somewhere up there.
Okay, I will do that.
I'm no stranger. even though you don't exactly know who I am, but I'm a friendly person.
Of course you are.
To some people. Unlike Tim Cook. If you like, when I end this recording, I can give you some of the tools that I use, if you like.
Sure. Yeah, send those to me.
Not saying if you need to use them or anything, but I found some cool tools that I found over the last 3 months since the last time I talked with you.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, send it to me. I'm always open to new stuff.
Okay, let me just finish this up. Let's just finish this episode and we're done. Okay, well, that's it with Lakeisha Mosley. And I'm so glad we actually got this podcast to work after two outages of my lovely internet provider. Here's an advertisement for you, Comcast. We can't even make a podcast work on our own network. There's one for the books for you. You can add that as a testimonial to me. You can have it 100% free.
Right.
I'm so glad that you can make it, Lakeisha, and I hope we can do this again before the end of the year.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you for having me.
And let's keep in touch, like always.
Yes, we definitely will.
Have a good rest of your... is it night there or is it evening there?
It's night here. It's let's see, it's 8. It's 8:28. Yeah, so it's night.
Oh, yeah, I'm an hour ahead. Oh, geez, my goodness. Oh, well. Well, have a good rest of your night, and it was great having you on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This guy, Healthy Living Podcast. Gee, I almost said my last podcast name. Good Lord.
Jimmy, it's okay. Yeah, Jimmy, after your day, you need a break.
Too bad I don't get paid vacation. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
We are audiostack.ai,
combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery,
be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad, how would you utilize AI audio for free?
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.